This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tuesday may reveal the extent of a ransomware attack reported in 27 countries. We get details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
What is likely the world's single largest ransomware attack was aimed at a software provider that services thousands of companies, large and small, around the world. Kaseya says the attack was discovered over the 4th of July holiday weekend in the United States, so many of the victims may not know the impact until they return to work on Tuesday. The attack is blamed on a Russian-speaking gang behind last month's $11 million extortion of the meat processor JBS. The Our Evil gang is now using its new money to buy up even more sophisticated digital burglary systems. The gang is demanding anywhere from $5 million to $50 million to unscramble the affected machines. I'm Tim McGuire.
Stormy weather hampered ring search efforts at the site of the collapsed Florida condo building. Thunderstorms moved into the area around the Surfside building Monday as Tropical Storm Elsa approached the state. Lightning and caused temporary stops to the search. And the effort widened Monday after demolition specialists successfully brought down the remaining portion of the building. On late Sunday, officials discovered four more bodies in a new section of the debris. It brings the total death toll from the June 24th collapse to 28. Tropical Storm Elsa is sweeping over western Cuba with strong winds and rain, and forecasters say it will move on to the Florida Keys Tuesday and Florida's central Gulf Coast by Wednesday. More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday set out his plans to end social and economic COVID-19 restrictions in England in 2 weeks, and a test of whether a rapid vaccine rollout offers enough protection from the highly contagious Delta variant. Legal restrictions including the mandatory wearing of masks and limits on how many people can meet socially will end in the final stage of the lockdown easing in England. Johnson said he did not mean people should get the mob happy, and warned that a new vaccine busting variant could mean new measures were needed in the future. Asked if he would wear a face mask moving forward, Johnson replied that it would depend on the circumstances. Some Spanish regions are reinstating curbs on nightlife only a few weeks after dropping them, as soaring numbers of coronavirus infections pop up among the unvaccinated youth. Fearing that the surging contagion could strain health care services, health officials in several parts of the country are also rushing to reach people under the age of 30 with COVID-19 jabs. Spain's strict vaccination rollout has so far focused on older, more vulnerable groups. On Friday, Spain's 14-day contagion rate among people 20 to 29 years old was nearly three times the national average of 153 new cases per 100,000 residents. Amazon's founder and CEO Jeff Bezos has stepped away from the company's top spot. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Jeff Bezos has handed over the reins of Amazon to Andy Jassy, who ran its cloud computing business. But Bezos, who remains the largest shareholder, still holds sway over the online behemoth, taking on the role of executive chairman with plans to focus on new products and initiatives. Jassy takes the helm of a $1.7 trillion company that tripled its profits during the pandemic, with consumers more dependent on internet shopping. But Amazon is facing activism from its workforce during a labor crunch. One unionization effort failed, and now the Teamsters is attempting to represent the workforce. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks approaches, victims' relatives and their lawyers are hoping they can finally prove in court what they've been long suspecting, and that is that the Saudi government was complicit. Whether they can do so is an open question. A lawsuit on behalf of thousands of victims that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable took a major step forward this year with the questioning under oath of Saudi officials. Those depositions remain under seal, and the U.S. has withheld a trove of other documents. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.